91X News.
It's 4 degrees and mostly cloudy. I'm Renee Rogers with 91X News. The Eastern Region OPP are warning local merchants of a theft ring in the area. Groups of 3 to 10 people, made up of men and women, are showing up at businesses to steal merchandise or check out the store for future thefts. They travel in large vehicles and go into stores wearing large, baggy clothing. One or more will distract the store clerk while the others lift goods and go into offices. If anyone has information, call local police immediately or the OPP at 1-888-310-1122. It has been 5 years since Loyalist College had a real Aboriginal Student Council. It existed, but in name only. But now a passionate core group of students is bringing the council back and hopes to make it stronger than ever. Nick Liard has the story.
Dustin Brandt is the engineer behind it all. He thought it was time to revive the council in an effort to bring students of all cultures together.
We're not going to get political or anything like that. We're just gonna put some culture out there and, you know, bring the Aboriginal Resource Center outside of the Aboriginal Resource Center and, you know, integrate that within the Loyalist College community.
Brandt says students have already started to show interest, and with advertising, they hope the numbers grow.
At first, yeah, a lot of people were really enthusiastic about it, and the people that were here seemed really interested.
Anyone can join. They can go to room 3H8, the Aboriginal Resource Room, anytime to sign up. For QNET News, I'm Nick Liard.
It's a Canadian pastime. Skating on a pond or rink as a child can build strong memories, but without a proper helmet, it can also be quite dangerous. To raise awareness, the Hastings and Prince Edward County's Health Unit is hosting a free public skate this Friday. Helmets will be available for those who don't have one. The skate gets underway at 1 and runs until 2:30 at the Wally Dever. Hamed Shafia's lawyer says his 21-year-old client has filed notice to appeal his first-degree murder conviction. A Kingston jury found him guilty in the deaths of his three younger sisters and Rona Amir Mohammed, his father's first wife. Lawyer Patrick McCann says the main grounds of the appeal relate to admissibility issues.
They relate to, first of all, the admissibility of some of the hearsay evidence from the girls and Rona, and also the admissibility of the expert evidence on honor killing.
Shafia and his parents were each found guilty of 4 counts of first-degree murder on Sunday and given automatic life sentences. The man accused in the savage beating of a Canadian tourist in Mexico says he was forced to sign a confession he never read. Jose Ramon Acosta Quintero admitted to a Mexican newspaper he hit Sheila Knab in a hotel elevator, but denies he wanted to kill her. In the interview, the 28-year-old expectant father says he never intended to kill anyone, but was made to sign the statement saying he did. Quintero has admitted he ran into Knab after he and a friend sneaked into the hotel to have some drinks at the bar. He says when he saw Knab, she was naked in the hotel's elevator. He says the two started talking and he blocked the door because he was drunk and wanted to chat some more, but panicked when she started screaming and he hit her. That's 91X News to 303. Here's Keenan Weaver with sports.
The Belleville Bulls are heading to Kitchener on Friday to take on the Rangers, then head up to Owen Sound on Saturday to face off against the Attack. The Bulls beat the Sarnia Sting here in Belleville last Saturday, 5-4, in a barn burner of a shootout. The New York Giants and the New England Patriots have arrived in Indianapolis to prepare for Sunday's Super Bowl. It will be the second time the two teams have met in the big game, with the Giants prevailing in 2008. Giants coach Tim Coughlin says what has happened between the two teams in the past doesn't apply to Sunday's game.
Each year is a different year. Each team is a different team. Certainly the Patriots have been able to prove that they can drive the ball at the end of the game and win, and fortunately so have the Giants.
Patriots cornerback Devin McCourty says the team's improving defense can't rest on the laurels of their previous playoff wins. Andre Ferland, a coach who helped popularize the use of a stopwatch in curling, has been inducted into the Canadian Curling Hall of Fame. Known in curling circles as Monsieur Curling, the 68-year-old from Drummondville, Quebec, coached at the junior level for many years and led several teams to national levels. Known as an innovator, he was involved in popularizing the use of the stopwatch to measure takeout weight and draw shot weight to assist sweepers in determining rock speed. He also refined the no-lift delivery and began experimenting with an oval brush head that swiveled from the handle in the early 1990s, a type of broom that dominates the sport today. That's sports. Here's Renee with 91X Weather.
Still time to get out and enjoy the sun. Today, mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain showers late this afternoon with a high of plus 5. Tonight, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers. The temperature steady near 5. Wednesday, cloudy with 60% chance of showers early in the morning, then a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 6. Thursday, cloudy, the low of minus 2, the high 0. Right now, it's 4 degrees. I'm Renee Rogers with Keenan Weaver, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.
This is 91X. CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.